It's a great day, John. I actually was up very, very early. The earliest I have been up in at least 3 years.
Okay, so I got up at 4:15. What time did you get up?
I got up at 7:30.
I was on
that was pretty good for me.
I was on the 11th hole by 7:30.
Yeah, I got up at 7:30. Morales picked me up in the station vehicle, the big ESPN truck, and we went over to my golf lesson. Jorge was there. Jorge Brona shot a lot of video there. How'd it come out there, Jorge?
It's coming along.
Yeah. Jorge, honest 15-second review of Mason as a golf student.
He was half asleep at the beginning and then woke up and made a couple good shots. I got him. You'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a couple of good shots in there. I mean, going slow, right? This is until September the 10th, so I've got lots of time. And I've already got a putting green set up at my – well, a putting green. I've got a one of those little fake things that you hit the ball.
Well, you got to lie to the people. He says you're going to set you up with pots and cups, man. Don't lie to the people.
I started putting last night.
That is a putting setup, pots and cups.
Pots and cups,
yeah. But he said he's got a green. No. It's carpet. It's just a regular carpet on the floor, and he's going to set up pots and cups. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I'm already doing it. And by the way, my putting game, very sharp. Putt for dough, John. Putt for dough. That's what I always say.
I can't wait.
So, Lakers last night making three in a row. They beat Houston. It was banner night. The 2020 championship banner was unveiled. No AD, no LeBron, no Schroeder. It was a big night for THC. Yeah, no Caruso. And they found a way to win that game last night, despite, I think, having an off night defensively. By the way, John, I've not heard of most of those players that play for Houston. They have really put together a no-name cast.
Well, they have the worst record in the league, so they're trying to get the number one pick. But it just goes to show you basketball more than any other sport. At one point when they had James Harden, they were 11-10. Since then, they're 5-44.
Wow!
I mean, that's how much one guy can make a difference in basketball. But I thought that a couple of things. First of all, did you watch the banner ceremony?
I did. Very cool.
I don't know if anybody does ceremony better than the Lakers.
No, they're really
they almost always nail it. They're very, very good at no matter what it is, no matter if it's a happy occasion like that was last night with the banner thing, or it's a memorial service like it was for Kobe, or if it's honoring an old
ring
team.
Ceremony.
Yeah, they just always nail it.
Yep.
So I thought they did a really good job on that, and I thought Mace by the team the Lakers put out on the floor, we saw guys in the first half, like Alphonso McKinney and Devontae Kaycock, I think they have resigned themselves to the Mason plan, which is get the 7 seed.
Yeah, I think that's
don't
it.
You?
Does, yeah, doesn't I, that I absolutely kind of, do.
And by the way, I would not be surprised if we don't see LeBron and AD this weekend. It could have, like, if you're somebody who's still hanging on to the dream that that the Lakers could pass,
dodge the play-in.
Right. Now, keep in mind that all these teams, the Blazers, the Mavericks, and the Lakers, have 2 games left.
Right.
The only way that happens is if one of those teams, Dallas or Portland, goes 0-2 and the Lakers go 2-0.
Yeah.
So the magic number for the Lakers to fall to the 7 is 1. Any Portland or Dallas win or any Lakers loss means play-in game. Now, here's some important information.
Okay.
There are apparently people reporting that the play-in game would be Tuesday. That's not for sure.
That's not for sure, because I've heard that from multiple places. When would the play-in game be?
It could be, but there's a possibility it could be Wednesday. There's a lot of moving parts here. And other teams have arena issues and stuff like that. So Staples Center doesn't really have any conflicts because
nothing's going on.
Well, the Clippers won't be in the play-in tournament, and the Kings are done.
Yes.
This is a TV event, the play-in tournament. Some of the other teams may have arena issues, which could move the Laker game to Wednesday. You just got to wait. Now, we got word on what this weekend's game times are. The Lakers are going to play 10 a.m. Saturday. That's early for us.
That's weird in Indiana.
10 a.m. in Indiana, and then 6 p.m. in New Orleans on Sunday.
To end
those,
the year.
Those are the two final regular season games.
And, you know, John, I am of the belief, you know, whether strained groin for AD, ankle for LeBron, don't play these last two games. Just get ready for the play-in. Be as 100%,
amazing,
as 100% as you can possibly be.
I'll take you a step further. I don't know if it's allowed. I'd have to ask. But I wouldn't even take them on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
And why put those miles on their
body? Just keep them in treatment back here.
Yeah, leave one of the trainers back here and have them, you know, keep working on their training programs and then be ready for that playoff game, where, whether it be Tuesday or Wednesday. Now, the other thing you got to keep an eye on is who are they going to play in this play-in game. Right now, it seems like it could be the Warriors, but Memphis has a chance to move up to the eight. So you got to keep an eye on those two teams.
How close is Memphis? Wait a minute. I thought it was for sure going to be Golden State. Is Memphis still a possibility?
Well, Memphis is 36 and 33. Golden State is 37 and 33.
Oh, so we could actually get Memphis still in the
right,
play-in.
Unlikely.
Game.
But they've both qualified for the play-in tournament.
Yes.
Golden State and Memphis. So, but if Golden State was to lose their final two games and Memphis was to win, we'd play Memphis.
Right.
Again,
oh,
this picture's going to clear up every day a little bit. Like,
boy,
after tonight's games, we'll know a little bit more. After tomorrow's games, we'll know a little bit more. And by the time the Lakers take the court at 10 a.m. on Saturday, there's a chance, not for sure, but there's a chance they'll know exactly who they're playing and when the game is. But some things need to happen first.
Can you imagine what the NBA couldn't have possibly imagined? That they would have the defending NBA champions and a former two-time MVP in the Golden State Warriors in a play-in game. That
right,
is going to be just absolute drama.
I think it has the chance to be the highest-rated non-finals
yeah.
game ever. So I think the finals games would be bigger. But this would be like a, you know, watching Steph and LeBron play to stay alive. That's
yep.
that's great drama.
Yeah, it really is. It really and if you it's a tough opponent. Golden State's been pretty good. Steph Curry
been
has been out of
lately.
His mind.
Yeah, they've won four in a row. Steph's been great. They've had the best defense in the month of May.
Now they don't have anybody to match up with AD. Nobody to match up. James Wiseman's gone. They don't have any size.
Right. Yeah, I even wonder. Maybe they put Draymond on him. Maybe they put Kevon Looney on him. I'm not sure. Yeah. But they played three times during the regular season.
Yep.
Lakers won two of the three, but Golden State won the first one, and Steph
yeah.
buried him on a jumper at the end of regulation. So, I mean, nothing's for sure. You got to play the games.
And by the way, THT moved into the starting lineup last night. Looked great, 23 points on 9 of 16. He had three turnovers in the game, but one critical turnover late. And again, we saw that, kind of what we talked about yesterday. He is a rim seeker, and he will get there no matter what. And you said at one point, sometimes I wonder, where are you going, THT?
Yeah, I don't think
where
he
knows. Where's your path?
Yeah, Kobe used to do that when he was young. And, you know, he's getting the thing I keep telling myself about Talen Horton Tucker is he's 20 years old.
Yeah, that's
Mace,
crazy.
He was born in the year 2000. Think about that. I got socks older than Talen Horton Tucker. Man, and he's just killing this opportunity that the Lakers are giving him.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
Been really, really good.
Meanwhile, Dodgers, they look like they're back, John. Another good night last night.
Can we say that after two games?
I feel good. I feel like they're starting to hit the ball. I feel like they're starting to make contact in a real way. Last night, Muncy 2-for-3, two-run homer, had two walks. Max Muncy just walks about half the time he steps to the plate. Matt Beatty has been fantastic, three RBIs last night. Gavin Lux looks like the guy we expected him to be. He was 2-for-4 last night, and they were 5-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And they got two clean innings out of Jimmy Nelson. Are you kidding me?
Right, and that's what they've been looking to see. So hopefully this – now, who's coming in now? Who's these next four against?
Three at home to Miami this weekend.
They're off today.
Yeah, off today, and then it's Kershaw versus Sandy Alcantara tomorrow against Miami. So it'll go three at home to Miami, four at home to Arizona, then at San Francisco for three, at Houston for two, and home to the Giants for four. So this is a really big stretch they've got, including seven games against the first-place Giants. I hate that phrase.
No, they won't be there for long. Don't worry about
the
it.
The first place,
Yeah, they don't have the
– Hate that phrase.
They don't have
hate
the
Hate that phrase. So, yeah, by the way, lots of ways to reach the show today, 877-710-ESPN. I think we're doing a better job with getting some calls in, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we've been getting calls in. 877-710-ESPN. You can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. Of course, you can tweet us at venicemace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland. John, I got to say, today over at Rancho Park where I took my lesson,
yeah,
with the great Derek Allen, who has coached, among other people, Morgan Freeman and okay. David Singer. I got a text from David Singer. Are you training with Derek? Yep, training with Derek. Very funny guy. I have a lot of work to do. He's building my swing from the ground up, John. I'm still trying to figure it out. I understand now why I tend to hit the ball, spray the ball to all fields.
Right.
I've got a little better feeling for that. And I'm not topping the ball anymore. I'm cupping the ball, which is what he said you're supposed to do.
That's excellent. Now, do you hit it 350 Nasty Peru?
No, not yet.
You
not
don't yet. Hit it 350 Nasty Peru?
Perro, Nasty Perro.
Oh, Nasty Perro.
What does that mean, Jorge?
It's nasty dog.
Bad dog.
Nasty dog.
So 350
yeah.
Nasty Perro?
Nasty yeah. Perro, yeah.
Yeah. That's what
I'll tell you what.
For.
I'll tell you what, though. There's a waggle in there. You'll see.
All right.
There's,
yeah,
a waggle.
There's a waggle. We're going to do a little sexy waggle. You do a little sexual healing like Marvin Jaye.
Like Marvin Jaye. Exactly. Just like Marvin Jaye. So I've got a question for you, John. And I don't want you to answer right away. I got a really cool story about somebody's proposal to their fiance.
Okay.
Okay. And now, was that a big production for you?
Yes.
It was a big production.
Yes.
Jorge, was that a big production for you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was a big production.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I've never told you what I did. I'll tell you now if you want. I mean,
Go ahead and tell me. Go ahead and tell me.
Okay, so Lisa was working at a PR firm, and she was working like 16-hour days. So she was impossible to surprise. She was just like, she's working on the weekends. She was working, you know, I mean, she's leaving the house at 7 in the morning, coming back at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
And she's just in a complete grind. So she comes home one day and she goes, I got to go to Washington, D.C. in 3 weeks. And I said, what's going on in Washington, D.C.? She said, she's working for Earthlink. Remember the company Earthlink?
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember that.
That was an internet service provider.
Yep.
And Earthlink was going to stream, and this is before streaming was a big thing. Earthlink was going to stream the White House Easter egg roll.
Okay.
So
wow.
Bill Clinton was president. They sent Lisa's company, Lisa's PR firm, to go back there and put on this event, put on the White House Easter egg roll stream.
Yes.
So she's at a computer with Hillary telling her what to, like, they're doing a
wow.
live Q&A. And
this
she's
is big time.
Yeah, she's got, like, Secret Service clearance. And when she started telling me about this, I went, okay, this is my opening to surprise her. She is so in the weeds, she'll never expect it. So, Easter Sunday, 1998.
Yep.
I got a ring. I hopped on a plane. I got her boss in on it. The White House Easter egg roll was on a Sunday morning. It was an Easter Sunday morning.
Yep.
And that night, they were having a big dinner to kind of celebrate that they had put on this whole big production. And I got Lisa's boss. Her name was Brenda, or is Brenda. She's still alive. Brenda, I called her and I said, all right. I told her what I was up to. And I go, you've got to give Lisa orders to stay at the hotel. Make something up. Say you got a crisis with another account. Something happens. Don't let her be at that dinner.
Right.
I'm going to knock on her hotel room door at 7 o'clock and ask her to marry me. But I want her to be kind of mad, and I want her to be unsuspecting of it.
Hmm.
And Brenda goes, I got it. She goes, I'm all over this. So Brenda makes up a story that their other biggest client, which was Nike, was really in crisis, and they had to have a meeting, an emergency meeting, a conference call, right at 7 o'clock, and Brenda had to go to the Earthlink dinner, so Lisa had to stay for the Nike meeting. And Lisa goes, no, let's move that meeting. I've been with these Earthlink people all week. I got to go to this thing. And Brenda's like, you can't go. This is a direct order. You have to stay in your room. And Lisa fought her on it and wouldn't want to go. So anyway, long story short, Lisa's mad. She's missing the party.
Yeah.
She's in her room, and she's expecting this fax from Nike with all the information on the conference call. And I knocked on her door, and she opened the door, and I was on one knee, and I asked her. And she didn't, she couldn't process it.
Really?
She's like, what is happening? Wait, why are you here? Why are you on your knee? Why? And then it clicked. She goes, oh, my God, I've been set up.
Yeah.
And so she said, yes. We went to the dinner, you know, after that, and you know, it's, and she got to be a part of all that. But that's how I did it.
How long do you date some? Actually, I'll hold that question.
Okay.
I've got a more low end version of a surprise engagement that doesn't involve Hillary Clinton and the White House
and flying to Washington D.C.
and flying to D.C. Plus, I want Jorge's story. 877-710-ESPN. Did you do it a weird way? Did you do it a clever way? 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland. 710-ESPN.
Picture this: you arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, this is not the fanciest proposal, because it's like a regular person who has no involvement with the White House. But this is, I think this is a cool one. And it's like everything else, John, it's gone viral on TikTok. Everything now goes viral. I really think I'm missing out on TikTok. This is what happened. So a man's unique proposal went viral on TikTok. It has been viewed more than 15 million times. He and his girlfriend can be seen enjoying a picnic in a park, which consists of several KFC box meals. The caption on the video explained that the groom-to-be wanted to take her photo holding a biscuit. I love those biscuits at Kentucky Fried. Little did she know that biscuit would change her life. She held the biscuit, she pulled it apart, and she discovered the engagement ring, and she was just through the roof.
Mace, incredibly risky to put the engagement ring in any type of food item. I've heard stories like this. Like, you give somebody a chocolate cake, and then they eat the ring, and it turns into a medical situation.
Oh, man.
You never put the ring inside of a champagne glass, inside of a piece of cake, inside of a Kentucky Fried Chicken biscuit. Rookie move, bad move, but it all worked out, it sounds like.
Yeah, it did work out. They were, and it's been viewed 15 million times now on TikTok. Now, what about you, Jorge? How did you propose?
We had a planned trip for Thanksgiving maybe 3 years ago, and then in Orlando. So I took advantage of that, and I said, let's go to Disney, you know, let's do the whole thing. Her family lives out there. Well, not live out there, but, you know, her family went. Her sister, her brother-in-law, and her mom.
Now, were they, those three people, in on your bit? Did they know what was happening?
No, nobody was in on it. Nobody was.
Ooh.
So last minute, I tell her, you know what? I can't go on the flight with you. I'm going to have to be there a day later. So she was upset. Her and my mom, you know, they flew out there. They get there. So the next day, I land in the morning in Orlando. And when I land, I called them. I said, hey, okay, so the only one that was in it was her brother-in-law.
Okay.
So I called the guy. I said, where are you guys at? He says, we're in Miami. I was like, wait a minute. I thought you guys were in Orlando. He's like, yeah, but I had to go pick up my dad for Thanksgiving. And, you know, long story. We go to Disney. So, you know, we have those passes and stuff. So my excuse for them not to see the ring, because, you know, they check your pockets and they check everything.
Sure.
I went to a different line. So they check, you know, metal detectors, this and this.
Yeah.
We get in there. And later at night, her brother-in-law, out of nowhere, says, hey, George, so when are you going to pop the question? You know, it's been, what, 5 years? And I got nervous. I said, dude, is it visible? Because the ring is in my pocket, you know? And then he said, no, you're good. So then we go to the fireworks show, you know, at Disney World. After the fireworks, after the whole thing, I tell her mom, hey, can you take a picture of me and Brenda?
Right.
But I left my phone on video mode. So then she says, George, but it's on video mode. I said, it's okay. I get on a knee. Her mom was so excited, she didn't even get us on frame.
And there are fireworks and stuff
fireworks
going on?
No, this is after the fireworks
but
show.
But, yeah, so you had the foresight
Right.
That you'd always have the moment you proposed to her on camera.
Exactly.
And her mom botched her, it.
She did, because she was so excited and she was nervous. So we didn't get it on video, but people were applauding. People were, you know, everybody was just excited.
Nice.
And then that's how I did it at Disneyland. That's her place. That's her favorite, you know, her favorite place to be at. So,
nah, that's cool.
You know, that's how
that's
I did
cool.
it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Bergman, you had a short-lived marriage. How'd you do it?
Oh, no way.
Is he not there?
Did he walk away?
No. I'm here.
Switched mics, yeah.
Yeah. It was a very short-lived marriage, and maybe it was because of how bad the proposal was. I don't know. But
what, like you went to Applebee's and asked her between?
That would be terrible. No, I actually thought it was pretty good. I thought I did a pretty good job of it. I was nervous as all hell, though. Like we went out a little bit beforehand, and she just kept wanting to stay out and not go back home. But I had it all set up at home to do this. So I'm sitting there all nervous, like, you sure you don't want to go back? You don't want to go back? She's like, what's wrong with you? Why won't we just fine, go home? So she's all angry by the time we got home.
Nice.
And then so I put the we put our her daughter, my daughter Haley, to bed, who's now almost 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But we put her to bed, and she was supposed to hold her in the room and make her stay there, because I was putting the ring box on the dog's collar, so that I could bring the dog in and then put it up on the...
Oh, so the dog.
Yes, the dog was going to have the ring box.
But wait a minute. You're talking... You keep saying was gonna, supposed to.
Oh.
This didn't go down as planned, did it?
No, it didn't go anywhere near. So the dog's... I get it on the dog and I'm all excited and we're starting to bring her into the room. And the dog starts shaking and shakes the ring across the room.
Oh, no.
All the way. So I have to go scramble to go get it. And I looked at her. She's like, what are you doing? And so I was like, oh, forget it. And I just got on a knee and said, will you marry me?
If it's the thought that counts, you put some thought in. Yeah.
There was thought.
Here's David in Burbank on line one. Hey, David.
We lost David. Go to Uriah.
Okay, Uriah on line three. Hey, Uriah.
Hi, guys. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
Proposal story.
Cool.
I had moved to Turkey to coach hoops, and I met my now wife there. She's Turkish, and during the summer break, I came back to the U.S. to get a ring, and she asked me to bring her some, like, good old-fashioned American hot sauce.
Okay.
And I'm not a fan of hot sauce, but my brother helped me, and I went all over, found a good hot sauce. On the last night that I was there, my brother picked up Taco Bell for us, and he got a bunch of hot sauce packets, and on the hot sauce packets, it was printed, will you marry me?
Wow.
So I went back to Turkey with these hot sauce packets. I started telling my wife one day about the journey, like finding the good hot sauce. And then I said, and I got you this stuff. It's great from this restaurant. And I handed her the packet. And it said, will you marry me? And she's kind of looking at it, reading it. And she's like, I don't get it. And then when she looked up from looking at the hot sauce packet, I was down on one knee with the ring.
Very nice.
Yeah, again, that was well thought out, Uriah. Congratulations.
Yeah, the hot sauce that says, will you marry me, is a great story.
And then we gave out hot sauce at our wedding.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
I like it. I like it. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, Uriah.
I was going to say, Luis or Rich. Who's there, Greg? Which one?
Rich and Luis, but go to Rich.
Hey, Rich in Studio City, what's your proposal story?
Yeah, so the night I proposed to my wife, we got so drunk drinking champagne,
nice.
Went to a Neil Young concert. We're coming home, and I say, hey, you know, I was just kidding about the engagement, so I need the ring back to give to the prop guys tomorrow on the show I'm on. So she's laughing, and she takes the ring off and get home. I hide it before I go to bed so that in the morning I can tell her I wasn't kidding, and there's the ring. You'll get it. I forget where I hid the ring.
Oh, no.
Oh!
That day, she tears the entire apartment apart, calling me every half hour. It's not there. Where else do you think it might be? And I'm trying to think of every secret hiding place I've ever had. Can't do it. We buy another ring made in its likeness. A year to the date of the engagement, we're about to go out. I'm setting my VCR for the Laker game. And as I get up to answer the phone, she stands on the chair to dust the top shelf of the bookshelf and knocks over an antique incense burner and I hear the sound of the ring falling out, and I go, "There's the ring."
So you were hammered. You were hammered, and you put it on the incense burner and just forgot that you did it.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then we had another ring made in the likeness of the first one, and then she had the two rings made into a third ring.
Good God! So, wow.
That ring is like nine lives. It's
yeah,
like
that's a lot.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, thanks, man, for the phone call.
Thanks, Rich.
You want to go to Lewis in Oregon?
Yeah, let's go to Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Everything's great, man.
Hey, so my story is my wife back in 2017. She was 2 months pregnant, and we've always talked about getting married, and there was this beautiful waterfall that I always wanted to go take her to, and she said, you know, hey, you got to take me here. You got to take me here. So 4th of July of 2017, I'm like, hey, this is my chance. And we had a book that told us exactly how to get to it. And I gave her the book, but hey, I need you the directions. I need you to tell me where to go. And there's this little part on there that before you get to the waterfall, it tells you do not cross the bridge. And she didn't tell me that. So I crossed the bridge. And when we go for the hike, we go 2 miles up a mountain that is nowhere near the waterfall that I was going to propose. And I was like, we get to this crazy mountain, and I'm like, where's the waterfall? I tell a guy, hey, where's the Paulina Falls? And he says, it's the other way. You cross the bridge. I'm like, yeah, it's the other way. So we go hike 2 miles back down. We go to the place that we were supposed to go, and little did we know, it's a 4 mile hike to the Paulina Falls. So by the time we get there, we're already exhausted. My wife was tired, and we looked like a mess. We're sweating. And, you know, I just said, like, you know what, I'm not, screw it. I'm going to do it right now. And I proposed, and everybody was happy. And
nice.
I think we just jumped in the river just to cool out.
Man, I thought
4 miles.
I totally thought that story was going the other way. I thought that when you were saying that you guys both looked terrible, you were sweaty, that you proposed and your wife said, "You're doing this now when we look like this and we're exhausted." But I thought you were going to get killed for that. So I'm glad that story had happened.
Yeah, that worked out.
I think at the end she said, you know what, it's, oh, well, might as well. We're already here. He's already doing it. So, oh,
exactly.
Well.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks Lewis. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I, of course, have never popped a question, John.
That's
never
true.
Have.
And
single
have,
for life, man.
I was
single
say,
for life.
And have no desire to get married, even though that it's legal in a lot of states now.
Legal, and I don't know, the Supreme Court said stuff about it and all that stuff, but I'm just not interested.
Okay.
I'm running the old Clooney scam.
Well, it sounds like Lindsay, who's not here today, she should be back tomorrow, isn't interested in it either. She just
Lindsay, by the way, has gotten very popular on social media.
Are more people following her on Instagram than you?
There are a lot of people following on Instagram now, especially people, she's getting marriage proposals on Twitter.
Well, wait a minute. She should funnel those through us.
Yeah, exactly.
We would get her the best deal.
Oh, no question. No question.
Bank statements required. Send them first before you pop the question.
All right, coming up next for you, I want to bring in, so you hear the guy that talks when we're coming into commercials and out of commercials, all that stuff. It's a guy named Chris Morales. So Morales was at my golf lesson today.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd bring him on next for a recap of exactly what went on. And by the way, he will be far more honest about it than I am.
Yeah, and he's a good golfer, too.
Is he a good golfer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, Travis is by far the best golfer at the station.
Right.
Then it's probably me. Then it's either Chris or Tommy, depending on the day. Chris will admit to this and explain it better than I can. But Chris plays better after he's had a few pops, if you know what I mean.
I believe it. I believe it. I think he does better on production when he's had a couple of pops.
All right, possible.
So Morales is coming up next. Also, John, Seth Rogen had an experience just like me, and it was terrifying. We will get to that a little bit later on this hour. Mason in Ireland, 710 ES.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN. DJ Craig was in on the engagement. How about that? It was very West Wing of you to do it at the White House.
I never actually made it to the White House. I just made it to the hotel.
But you have been to the White House.
Twice.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would love to go to the White House.
Yeah, I've gotten the private tour and the public tour.
Nice. Nice. So we're talking about my golf lesson. Again, if you missed this, I am not a golfer. I have never golfed except for one time out at Black Gold where I completely and totally embarrassed myself.
You got a 34 for three holes.
Correct. But I am officially taking lessons. I took my first lesson this morning. Jorge was out there. He shot a movie. There's going to be a movie about this. Mason Golf Practice, the movie, and Chris Morales, who's the voice you hear on the station all the time, is the guy that was there with us. He drove me over to the place and supervised the entire lesson. Do we actually have Morales on the phone? Hey, Morales, what are you doing, man?
Gentlemen, how are you? It's nice to be live and in living color with you.
Do it live, Chris. That's what we always say. All right.
I want to say, first off, Jorge is an amazing video man. He's done many of my home movies, so we brought out the best this morning.
I don't, Chris, I don't know if we want to see any of your home movies, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, your home movies. Where are they shot? Like Thin Ice?
Yeah, that concerns
me deeply. Some empty living room?
All right, so.
Barbecue and stuff, guys. Settle down.
So, Chris, let me ask you a few questions about this lesson. How were if you take a various sample of, let's say, five balls, how many of them did Mason hit flush out of the five?
Flush is an open-ended term when it comes to Mace.
Yes.
But I would say, how many did he hit that would survive on a golf course?
Right.
I would say three. Three of five.
That's not bad.
That would survive.
Now, are his misses left, right, too low, too high? How are his misses?
Well, one of his misses was actually behind us. I posted that video this morning at ESPN Los Angeles. He hit behind us.
It happens.
It happens.
I sculled a couple.
His misses are everywhere.
Drives.
Yeah, you did. You did scull a few. You hit the ground about 5 feet before the ball. But here's the thing. John, I got to tell you, the great Derek Allen over at Rancho Park, he was very patient. He was very nice to Mace. He understood that Mace is a star. Yeah, well, no, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I did
and
get the
as
star
it progressed,
treatment.
You did. As it progressed, because Mace was asleep in the beginning, and he seemed overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
As it progressed, though, Mace was getting better and better, and he was starting to get looser and looser. Now, I will say this. Here's something I noticed. For somebody who talks about doing yoga and Pilates so much, his body, and Jorge, back me up here, his body seemed very tight.
Hmm. Well, he's very, and I mean this with all proper love intended. You are the most uncoordinated person I know.
John, I think that is really an unfair statement.
If you look at the mace plant from the charity basketball game, if you look at you trying to jump over the bar where you broke your foot.
Bit of a clot.
You don't have any rhythm or flow to your athletic movements.
But now on the golf course, I'm going to have tempo. Tempo.
Well, that's
the right
very important,
tempo, right?
That's
I hear people
that,
say
well,
that.
Chris will back me up on this, Mace. The one thing you want to remember if you become unglued is swing slow. Just slow down. If you slow down, then chances are you can straighten things out. But that's a hard thing to get people to do.
Yeah, it's very hard. But I'm committed to this. I am committed to making this credible. I will get 26 strokes in a nine-hole round.
Hey, Chris, we're going to leave that up to Joe Riley at Black Gold. I think Mason should not get 26 is half of 52, 53, whatever he's given before. I think we got to give that a little haircut because I was counting on him having 18 holes to spray him all around. That takes a big part of my advantage. If we go nine holes, I'm thinking it'd be more fair for him to get about 20. What do you think? Did we lose Chris?
Do we lose him?
I'm here. You guys got me?
There he is.
You guys got me?
Yeah.
How many strokes should I be getting?
I think the strokes are fine because it depends, John, if you want the back nine or the front nine.
That's very important in black holes.
Yeah, they're both hard.
If you play the front nine, I think you need to give them full strokes. If you play the back nine, I say you could trim three strokes off of that.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
So the back nine's a little bit easier than the front nine.
It's for me. Some other people, Tommy Lamb would not say this. Guys, I want to remind you, by the way, yeah. Travis and Sliwa, 9 to 11 a.m.
Yes.
Begins Monday, live and local.
I'm excited about that. I actually put that on my iCal. That they are starting the show on Monday, so I can make sure to tune in.
Now, Chris, you work with everybody at the station, so let me. Mason and I have a concern. Do you think Travis will be able to get Sliwa to lighten up a little bit?
Yeah,
to not take himself so seriously.
John, I'm going to say this as somebody who has been hard on Sliwa at times. And has gone close to Sliwa. He once drove me home. I don't even remember it, but I was very inebriated from one of Mason's parties.
That a boy.
Yes.
But have you sampled Sliwa with Travis at night?
I personally have. My favorite part of the show is Ask Slee, where they ask Alan Sliwa random questions.
Chris, I will say this.
I will tell you this, John. Go ahead.
If we get pregame Lakers Sliwa, the show will be great. Pre-game Lakers Sliwa is excellent. The one who works with Michael. The guy who did Sliwa After Dark is a stiff.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Ireland just won't let that go. I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
Even better than pre-game Sliwa is Sliwa with Travis is amazing.
Oh, good.
He's a different Sliwa. It's a whole new Sliwa. It's going to be incredible. It starts Monday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. after Keyshawn in the morning. Here's the other thing I'm going to tell you, John. Final thought for me.
Yeah.
If Mace keeps this up, he will be competitive on Friday, September 10th.
Okay. I like it. I want it
I've
to
already
be...
scheduled my next lesson, John. I'm committed.
Chris, I want there it to go. Be competitive. It's more fun for everybody if it's competitive. So here's to Mace being more competitive than he was in the swim race.
Yes.
Where I lapped him.
All right. Hey, Morales, thanks, man. Go. Thanks for getting up early and getting me over there.
It was a pleasure, boys, as always.
All right,
okay, there you go. By the way, Jorge was there. I was surprised by Jorge. What was your motivation to get up that early and to drive over?
First of all, 7:30 is not early, you dope.
Oh, no, that's early.
For the rest of us, we all have kids. We get up at like the crack of dawn.
Yeah, I was up at 5:30, Mace.
Oh, man.
5:30, get on the road and traffic. I got there right at 8.
You're
right
the only guy
8.
I know that wakes up after 8 a.m.
When are we going to see this movie that you shot?
I'm working on it, man. Just either later tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool. All right, coming up next for you, John. Something happened to Seth Rogen that happened to me, and it is terrifying. That's coming up next. Fast Track at 155. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yeah. All right. Lakers have now won 3 in a row. The championship banner unveiled last night at Staples Center in a really cool ceremony. No AD, groin strain. No LeBron, ankle. No Dennis Schroeder, COVID protocols. THT, who played really well, was in the starting lineup, scored 23 and 9 of 16 with 10 assists, only had 3 turnovers, but he did have a bad turnover at the end of the game, near the end of the game.
Right.
And the Lakers, 86 points in the paint. That is just insane.
Was it 86 or 96?
I wrote down 86.
Whatever it was a new record.
Yeah.
They've never had
that
many in a game before.
86, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very impressive. They went to the rack, and they were able to score down low. So and now we're waiting to see. They've got 2 games left at Indiana, at New Orleans on Saturday and Sunday, waiting to see if AD and LeBron will play either of those games, waiting to see if they sweep those, because then they got a chance to get the 6 instead of being in the play-in tournament. It's a critical week for the Lakers right now. And, John, this was a scary moment in my life that Seth Rogen – had when he was talking to Tom Cruise. So here's the setup. Tom Cruise Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen get together for a meeting. And it's going to be Tom Cruise in a Judd Apatow comedy, which never came to be. But towards the end of the meeting, here is Seth talking about what Tom Cruise said.
And it's like with Scientology. He said, if you let me just tell you what it was really about, if you let me just give me like 20 minutes to like really just tell you what it was about, you would say no way. No way. I remember being like, I remember like the wording was, I was like, is that a good thing to be saying? Is that a
yeah,
bad thing
that
to be saying? And I remember thinking like, if you let me tell you about Jewish people, you would say no f***ing way, man. No way. And then I remember there was this very like loaded moment where he says this to us. If you just gave me like 20 minutes to tell you about this, you would say no way. And me and Jen are looking at each other and I'm like, is he gonna bite? Am I gonna bite? Are we, how can we come out of this? Are we strong enough to have him do this to us and not be converted? I don't know if I am. I'm a weak, I'm generally a weak-willed, weak-minded person, I would assume, on the grand scale of people. I can, if they got him, what chance do I have? You know? And thank God Judd was like, I think we're good. Like, let's just talk about movies and stuff like that. Like,
right.
Woof, dodge that bullet. Yeah.
So, John, were you ever recruited into Scientology?
This is as close as I came. I was on a flight to New York once.
Yep.
I'm sitting next to a guy, and we kind of hit it off. We were just talking. And, you know, we're talking about sports and, you know, whatever, life. And, you know, so some at some point in the conversation, he reaches into his briefcase. He says, what do you like to read? I said, I don't know, whatever. I think I was reading a John Grisham book at the time. And he goes, you got to get this book. It'll change your life. And he pulls it out, and it's L. Ron Hubbard's Dianetics. Remember
yeah.
that book? And I go, oh, I've heard about this. And he goes, it will change your life. He goes, just and like for the next half an hour, he proceeded to tell me all the ways that Dianetics was going to change my life. And without me asking or indicating that I was the least bit interested, he goes, here, take this copy. I really want you to read it. I mean, those when they think they've got a fish on the line, they go
right.
hard.
So I got when I was doing the Snyder Show, I had Jason Begay as a guest. Jason is now the star of Chicago Fire, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I've met him. Yeah.
Great guy.
We used to go to the same nutritionist.
Oh, there you go. So Jason was a guest on the old Snyder Show with me. And we come to a break, and he said, hey, man, I really want to talk to you about Scientology. This is going to change your life. This is going to be great. I'm like, okay. Let's get back to the interview. And we did the rest of our interview. So at the end of the night, I get home, and my phone rings. And I pick it up, and nobody, to the best of my knowledge, has given Jason Begay my phone number. It's Jason Begay, who calls me at 11:30 at night and says, hey, you still want to talk about that? We should meet at the Celebrity Center. I'm like, how did you get my number? Why did you think I was interested?
My guess is that back then,
there may have been a phone book.
Or no. I was thinking a publicist.
Oh, publicist.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you and I were always trying to get guests on the radio, so he probably had his publicist reach out to and say, hey, does anybody got that Steve Mason's phone number that works on the Snyder Show? I want to call him about something. And if you put that request into the Coconut Telegraph in Hollywood, somebody
yeah.
will come up with your number.
Yeah, that is the way. Did you ever think about it?
No.
Let me ask you this. Because there are people in Scientology who become gigantic stars like Tom Cruise, and they got a lot of really successful actors and stuff.
Will Smith was in it for a while.
If I told you you were going to become the new voice of the NBA, you were going to be Mike Breen, or you were going to be Marv Albert, or you're going to be one of those legendary guys, if you join Scientology, because they pull all the strings for you
right.
and build you up to be a star, would you then join it?
Where is David Miscavige's car? I would go ahead and watch it.
So you're in.
Why not? I can just do what Leah Remini did. When I get tired of it, I'll check out.
Yeah, it's hard to check out. It's easy to check in. It's harder to check out. In fact, Jason Begay checked out. He was also in the Going Clear documentary that HBO did, which is, if you've never seen, you should definitely see. If you want to understand what's going on there, you should definitely watch that documentary. It's called Going Clear on HBO. But, yeah, so Seth Rogen got the full court press and was able, it sounds like Judd Apatow was able to stop the pitch. But if Tom Cruise is in front of you recruiting you, it's probably hard. He's a charismatic guy.
Right, and he's connected. So if you're in Hollywood and you want to work with the people he's connected to, you probably have to at least pretend like you're interested.
Yeah, and I always wonder, Jorge, I think you have this. I always wonder how spiritually centered can Tom Cruise be when he goes on a rant just recently like this.
Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again.
Okay, so there you have it. There
that
is
that was all as a result of someone not wearing their mask, right?
Yeah, it was a result of two guys getting too close to each other, looking over a laptop, and he went absolutely bananas. Do you know that he later got COVID-style robots to roll around and check on people with cameras? He was so friggin' serious about it. But does that guy sound like the most spiritually centered guy in the world?
No, but he blew their minds, that's for sure.
He definitely did.
And Mason, no way you would go, if Tom Cruise came to you and tried to recruit you, you wouldn't. The whole time you'd be thinking, you don't do your own stunts.
Yeah.
You don't, Tom you
Cruise.
Jerk.
He always says he does his old stunt. He does not do his own stunts. He's not doing that Mission Impossible stunt business. Do you believe that, John? Do you believe Tom Cruise does his own stunts?
I maybe some, but no, most, no.
There is one clip where he clearly breaks his leg jumping from building to building. I will give him that. Have you seen that video?
I think I did once.
Yeah, he breaks his leg.
It was
He's
a couple,
trying
it was a
to jump
years
from building
ago,
to
right?
building. Yeah, it was for Mission Impossible 14 or 9 or whatever the hell number they're on. Those movies all blend together for me. Mm-hmm. They're all good. They're all fun to watch. I like all those. I like all the Bourne movies. But honestly, you've seen one, you've seen them all for the most part.
Same with Fast and Furious. What's the difference?
No, Fast and Furious is different.
Why?
Because there's stuff blowing up.
It's Mission Impossible too.
Yeah, but not as much. Fast and Furious is fun.
They're changing Mission Impossible. They're taking their faces off.
Yeah, see, that's just garbage.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's just garbage. That's not realistic like the cars that jump out of the planes with parachutes.
Yeah, that's not. That's totally realistic.
Fast and Furious,
jumping from one building to another.
Oh, from one building to another. That was an unbelievable moment. And then you get the absolutely awful acting of Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez.
It's all about the family.
Wait, that's Batman.
No, that's Batman is, I'm Batman. And Vin Diesel is, it's all about the family. There's a slight difference.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next for you is Fast Track. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
That's it.